Our guest speaker this morning is a member of the Geneva campus family, known most particularly for his work in the Crossroads office in ministering to our Chinese students, whom we're so blessed to have among us in increasing numbers. Mr. Hao Lu is from China. He was born not too far from Shanghai. Months and months ago, when I asked Mr. Lu to speak on this particular day in the calendar, I really did not realize that it would coincide so closely with the beginning of the Chinese New Year. And so despite my chronological and my cultural clumsiness, the Lord is blessed. And here we are with a beautiful arrangement of events. Mr. Lu came to the United States in 2010, and as he'll tell us in more detail this morning, he came to faith in Jesus Christ that same year. He graduated the Reformed Presbyterian Theological Seminary in 2017, worked for a year with one of our local churches in outreach ministry to Chinese people, and then most recently has moved with his wife Amy and their two sons to College Hill, where he serves along with his Geneva-based work to minister to international students. I'll ask you this morning to please be especially engaged in this especially personal message, this testimony. As you'll see, Mr. Lu is a humble and soft-spoken man, but as you'll hear, what he has to share with us this morning should be shouted from every roof and mountaintop across God's good world. And his story of what God has done in his life has special application to any of us who are feeling like we are in the lowest of life's valleys and that we just can't keep the journey going. So please hear attentively. Let's give our attention now to the scripture passage which Mr. Lu has chosen to be read prior to his testimony, and then our brother in Christ will come and tell us what the Lord has done for his soul. This is John chapter 11, verses 17 through 27. This is the word of the living God. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met with him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." Amen. Brother.
Good morning, students. It's my great privilege to be here today, but it's also my nightmare to speak to you. You know, I've been in trouble several times, so I know the audience I am speaking to today. You are impatient. You are easily distracted. And you maybe care little about what I'm going to say. So before I start to share my story, I have 3 questions for you. My first question, why are you here? Why are you here in chapel? I know most of you don't like chapel very much, but why are you here today? My second question, why are you here? Why are you here in Geneva? Why are you working hard on your assignments and exams? And why do you even take classes with professors you don't really enjoy? And the third question for you, why are you here? Why are you here on earth? Why are you still living? Life is tough and hard. Then why haven't you committed suicide? If you picture life as a journey, you are constantly making decisions as to which way to take as your next step. Sometimes you don't feel that you have a choice. You feel that you just have to do this. But you always have a choice, and there is always a reason behind your choice. You are here in chapel, maybe because you want to get the credit. You are here in Geneva, maybe because you want to get a diploma and find a job. But my real question for you today is the third one. Why are you here on earth? Life is full of pains and sorrows. Why have you choose life over death? Because this is the question that troubled me the most on my journey of life. And this is the question that set me on a different course from my original plan. My life journey starts from a small and thriving city in China. I was born in China. I grew up in China, and I was trained to be a typical Chinese of my time. It means I was an atheist. God didn't exist. Religions were illusions. And among all religions, Christianity was the worst because it was the evil instrument employed by the Westerners to manipulate the Chinese people. This was what I was taught in school, and this was what I believed in my heart. I had no relationship with God. I had no access to the Bible. I had never been to the church, and I had never come across any Christian. My life might sound miserable to you, but to me it was wonderful, because I knew what I wanted, and I knew that I would get what I wanted. At that time, China was undergoing a rapid economic growth. Everything was getting better and better, and my family was getting richer and richer. First, we had a television, then we had a computer, then we had a car, and finally, we moved into a large condo. I was excited about all these transitions, and I was motivated to get a better life. So I studied really hard in school, and I was always the top student in my school, in my class. I was the pride of my family, the favorite of my teacher, and the model of my classmates. It seemed that I had a bright future and great expectations. I was on a journey leading to success and happiness. First, I would go to the best high school in my city. Then I would go to a top college in my country. Then I would get a decent job and a sweet wife. And then I can start to enjoy the success of my career and the happiness of my marriage. I was convinced that as long as I worked hard, I would get what I want. Nothing would prevent me from achieving my goal. However, just after I entered high school, the golden age of my life gave way to the Great Depression. I started to struggle and stumble on my life journey. I struggled with my relationships with my parents. I struggled with my performance at school. But above all, I struggled with the purpose of life. Why should I work so hard and suffer so badly now? Because I want to enjoy life in the future. By suffering now for a little while, I will have a happy future. But if my suffering now is transient, my happiness in the future is also transient, because I will die. Then is it really worthwhile to suffer now so that I may enjoy the future only for a little while? Moreover, how can I be sure that all my hard work will pay off in the future? What if I die tomorrow? At that moment, death to me was no longer a vague impression from the distance. Death became a relevant reality that had impact on my present life. I came to realize that the real destination of my life journey was not success or happiness, but death. I might die before I could enjoy the future, or I might enjoy the future for a little while before I die, but I will die. Death will surely come and put an end to everything I have. Success and happiness are transient and uncertain, but death is certain and permanent. When I realized this, life became to me more like a prison than a journey. My life was surrounded by the wall of death on every side. The shadow of death was hovering over every corner of my life, and the chain of death entangled every part of my life. I was trapped. I was stuck. And no matter how hard I struggled, I could go nowhere. I could not escape. If life is a life sentence in the prison of death, then what's the purpose of life? If today you are told that you will never be able to graduate from Geneva, what would you do? Would you stay still? Would you still stay here and study hard? I'm afraid you would quit school. Likewise, when I realized that I could never be able to escape the prison of death, I decided to quit my life. I decided to commit suicide. If I cannot escape death, why not embrace death? Even death was better than a life without purpose. And even suicide turned out to be a meaningful action in this meaningless life. So, in my 17th year, on one night, I made my way to the roof of my apartment building. A few steps forward, my meaningless life would come to its end in a few seconds. But I hesitated. When I looked down from the roof, I felt that I was beholding death face to face. And I was afraid because I could not see the bottom. I was not sure if death was the real end of my life or just a gateway to a more miserable life. I felt that I was about to jump into a bottomless pit. At that time, my atheist belief started to collapse when I was really standing on the edge of death. Then, a verse came into my mind when I was stuck between life and death. It was a verse from Charles Dickens' novel, A Tale of Two Cities. And the verse was, "I am the resurrection and the life." I read that novel 4 years ago, and I somehow memorized that verse. I was struck by its weirdness, and I was confused about its meaning. But on that night, at their life and death moment, that verse visited me again. "I am the resurrection and the life." My eyes were opened, and I came to see that I didn't have to choose between death and a life without purpose. There was a third way. That is the way of resurrection that triumphs over death, and a new life that points to a purpose. So resurrection was the key to break the prison of death. Only resurrection could disperse the shadow of death and break the bondage of death. Only resurrection could make my life purposeful and meaningful. All I need was to find the way of resurrection in life, to find the person who was the resurrection and the life. When I left the roof that night, I was still left in the prison of death. But that verse left me a message of hope and a motivation to live on. Because of that hope, I continued to work hard in school and ended up going to a good college in China. And then in 2010, after graduating from college, I came to start my graduate study at the University of Pittsburgh. Shortly after I came to Pittsburgh, I was somehow connected to a Chinese church and attended their worship service. After I came back from that service, I decided to start reading the Bible for myself. Then something unexpected happened. When I was reading the Gospel of John, I found in the 11th chapter, in verse 25, that familiar verse again, "I am the resurrection and the life." Only this time I knew that it was Jesus who was saying this verse. Only this time this verse manifested to me its full meaning and it struck me with its full strength. I realized that although I had not committed suicide on that night, I had been dead in my sin all the time. It was my sin that trapped me in the prison of death. But Jesus died on the cross for my sin. And through his death, he broke into the prison of death to set me free. He called me with his sweet voice. And with his calling, I was like Lazarus being raised from the dead and walked out of my grave. I came to Jesus and received from him a new life, a life with real purpose, with everlasting purpose. Indeed, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is my resurrection and my life. Students, why am I here today? It's all because of Jesus. I was once on my journey to seek success and happiness. I was once locked in the prison of death and almost committed suicide. But three times, Jesus used the same verse to call me to follow him so that today I can be on my journey to the heavenly city, to the place of great glory and eternal joy. Students, why am I here today? Because I want to proclaim to you the excellencies of Jesus who called me out of death into his eternal life, out of darkness into his marvelous light. I want you to know him, to receive the power of resurrection from him, to receive a new life, to receive the purpose of your life from him. I want you to glorify him and to enjoy him forever. Yes, life is still hard. It's getting even harder after I became a Christian. Now my parents consider me a shame of the family, and my classmates treat me as a stranger. And as you know, the Chinese government is persecuting Christians in China. But all these loss and suffering are worthwhile because this light, momentary suffering is preparing for us eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Eternal glory trumps all transient suffering. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for these students. They all came here to study at Geneva College, but maybe they are on very different journeys. I pray for the students who are on their journey to seek their own glory, to seek the pleasures of this world, to seek the success of their career. I pray that you will let them see the vanity of this life, to see how transient the happiness and the success this world could offer to them. Lord, guide them, bring them back to the journey to seek your glory, to glorify you. Lord, I also pray for those students who may feel that they are stuck. They feel no purpose of life. They don't know why they are here. Oh Lord, let them experience the power of resurrection. Give them a new life in Jesus Christ so that they can rejoice in this new life and they can find a true purpose for their life. Oh Lord, I also pray for those students who are on their journey to glorify you. They may have challenges and they will meet sorrows, but give them good hope. Let them know that their transient suffering is preparing for them an eternal weight of glory. Oh Lord, I pray that you will bring all students to your glory, even though they are working on different journeys at this moment, but you will call them to yourself and you will let them see the beauty, the greatness of your glory in Jesus Christ, the sweetness of the new life in Jesus Christ. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.